Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Iran to release four Filipino seafarers, DFA. Iran will soon release the four Filipinos aboard the Portuguese-flagged cargo vessel MSC Aries that Iranian authorities seized, a Department of Foreign Affairs, DFA, official said. On Saturday, Iran's state-run IRNA news agency reported that the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps Special Naval Force seized the ship near the Strait of Hormuz, near the Gulf of Oman. DFA Undersecretary for Migration Affairs Eduardo De Vega said the Filipino seafarers were allowed Monday night by their Iranian hosts to contact their families. Each of the four contacted their families. They spoke for an hour, with their loved ones, De Vega said Tuesday in a television interview. They are fine there, they were, being fed. Of course, nobody wants to be in that situation, he said. But they were told that they will be released soon. All of them. Let's hope, for that, he said he met with the Iranian ambassador to Manila about the matter. Filipino seafarers comprise 25% of those employed in the global maritime industry, with almost 500,000 serving on cargo and cruise ships. De Vega believes that Iran seized MSC Aries because the company owning it has connection with Israel. It is manned by 25 seafarers, four of them Filipinos. It is the same template being used. It's the second ship Iran has taken in recent times. The first was MV Saint Nicolas, De Vega said. Iran released all 18 Filipino seafarers held aboard MV Saint Nicolas after the manning agency who hired them deployed their replacements, the DFA said on March 27. Foreign Affairs Secretary Enrique Manalo said the Philippines is working to secure the release of 17 other Filipinos being held aboard Galaxy Leader by suspected Houthi rebels.